Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind. Especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, it looks like Chris Rock knows a lot about female nature, because he says that women are loved unconditionally, but men are loved based on what we can provide. I'd go one step further and say they don't love us at all. They only love what we can provide. Looks like his wife didn't even love him for what he could provide, and left him and took him to the cleaners. But Rock will still go down in history as the man that got slapped by Will Simp. Up next, we have presidential hopeful Nikki Haley, saying that if you want something said, ask a man. And if you want something done, ask a woman. Looks like she's disqualified herself for being dyslexic. But let's humor her and believe her that women get things done. Next time you need a pool dug in your backyard, hire a woman to do it. The reason she's saying the exact opposite is because women project onto themselves the very same qualities they look for in a man, when they don't have them. Number three is Jennifer posting a comment that it's the year 2030. Most men have sex bots and women in desperation yell out that they don't love you like a real human being. The men whisper back to them, neither do you. That's going to be a great day when it happens. Men are already figuring out that they don't love us the way that Chris Rock has. And when the technology is ready, love will already be a thing of the past. At that point, with AI taking their jobs and robots taking their men, 90% of women will probably be on welfare. Moving on, we have a Japanese man that has gone 20 years without speaking to his wife. But why did he do it? Judging by the way that he sits on the bench, like Justin Trudeau, he's probably gay and not into women. But he was into them enough to have kids with her. Apparently he stopped talking to her because he was jealous how she raised their children, and gave them more attention than him. So he decided to take all of her attention away. Number five is a woman you'd think would be hot based on her social media, but she's the 300-pound plus heifer on the right. Women like this are scamming men, but since the victims are male, nobody cares. Normally I'd call this catfishing, but it's more like whaling. Odds are she had to take the Dodge Challenger picture outside because there probably was no way that she could get into it. Up next, a reporter says that the Donald bragged to him that there's nothing in the world like first-rate female flesh folds. Too bad most of us are too poor to relate to this. The reporter was probably trying to shame him or insult him, but in the end he was just stating the obvious. Trump is right, a fine slice is always nice, but no slice and going monk mode is thrice as nice. Number seven, we have a book in Spain teaching women how to become submissive wives, and it's become a bestseller. The book becomes a surprise success, but it angers feminists, don't you know? It seems that for women, the MGTOW barbarians are at the gates, and they're now de-evolving in order to trap a husband. Remember, guys, that the submission women used to give to men is what feminists give to the government today. Moving on, CNN Brazil is reporting that a woman shoots at a man 17 times, but there's a miracle, and she didn't even hit him once. If you want to know what that miracle is, just look in her eyes. This cross-eyed cutie probably couldn't even walk into the water at a beach, she's so blind. Number 9, South Korean Airlines are now asking passengers to weigh themselves before boarding, because of safety regulations. This comes on the heels of New Zealand also starting to weigh its passengers. I'm glad this woman takes her health and mind so seriously, and never takes it off. And no, I'm not talking about the mask. The shame of being weighed should be enough to discourage extremely fat people from flying on planes. Up next is a woman encouraging all women to have an affair, if only once, because it made her feel sexier and look younger. I guess it's always about the feels and not about the reals. I believe in equality, so I guess that based on her logic, every married man should also be able to cheat once too. I'm tired of all these women that have slammed into the wall trying to do what 40-year-old men do. Her feet also match her shoes, both hideous. Number 11, Elliot Page reveals in his new memoir called Page Boy that he was groomed and sexually abused by multiple people while working as a teenager in Hollywood. Of course, did he actually name the abusers? Of course not. Women becoming men and still playing the victim card, don't you know? We all know that a good way to avoid being abused is to look unattractive. Maybe that's why she became a he, so they would finally stop diddling him like a Pee Wee Herman doll. Number 12 is a perfectly sane-looking single mother of six amazing little gremlins in human form. She's probably ready to settle down too. But with eyes like those, you know she's probably really good in bed. These days, women like her make up 9 out of 10 girls found on Christian dating sites. Somehow, I don't think she's 30. Maybe it's been 30 years since she had her first kid. She looks 50 plus. Moving on, it looks like she's back, the single mother with 800 tattoos, that's now struggling to find work of any kind, even cleaning work. Maybe she should clean herself first. When I first saw her, I thought this was a fat smurf. She could probably get a job with the circus sideshow, but even the circus owners are probably scared of her. You're looking at the future of many women in 20 years at the rate they're getting tatted up these days. Number 14 looks like Steve Harvey's wife has filed for a divorce and demands $200 million from him. She also supposedly cheated on him with his bodyguard. She cheats and he has to pay. This is the modern emboldened woman. Harvey's net worth is around $280 million, and I guess she wants 70% of it. I guess this relationship coach needs to get some coaching of his own. This is the same guy that wrote a book about successful relationships, don't you know? Up next is delusional Meghan Markle, thinking that she's going to win an Oscar because she's apparently making a big acting career comeback. Apparently some big director that's unnamed is interested in her. But her best performance yet is marrying a prince, and that's already behind her. And she didn't really win any awards for that. When she thinks Oscar in her future, what she really means is she's going to get divorced and marry a guy named Oscar. Maybe Oscar De La Hoya. Also, the Oscars are irrelevant these days. Number 16, Disney's Ahsoka is out and it's absolutely awful. I stopped watching only after 2 episodes. Apparently it shows a portrait of the sisterhood taking on a fading patriarchy. At this point I hope the writer's strike fails and they can go away and all the awful writers and actors can go off washing dishes for a living. In the show, the females are the heroes and the villains are the males. And all old white guys too. Ahsoka will fail the same way that the last Charlie's Angels did. The filmmakers told straight white males that this movie is not for you, and then they freaked out when the straight white males refused to go and see the movie. You can't shit test your male audience and win. The men will just give their time and money to something else. Women love giving men mixed messages, and you can see that in gynocentric media these days. Number 18 is a woman that was ghosted by the man that she wanted to be with, because she posted a TikTok video about how she likes guys with piercings. He probably knew that he was only going to be a temporary placeholder until Pinhead showed up. Now she just wants to play the victim that some guy she probably put in the friend zone ghosted her, and wants to make him think that she wanted him after all, and that she actually liked him. That smug look on her face tells me that she was just gaslighting him. Moving on is Dr. Carl Jung, one of the early psychologists, saying that if a man knows more than others, he becomes lonely, maybe before the age of 35 or 40. But the more that he knows, the more he wants to get away from others because of their incompetence, and he embraces solitude. But then again, freedom is definitely worth the price of loneliness these days. Number 20 is another cray-cray single mother that has 11 kids with 8 different men. And she says she's not ashamed, and that it's all an advantage. An advantage for what? Applying for food stamps and using your kids as a captive form of attention, perhaps? I bet you anything most of these men are named Tyrone. This woman is the definition of the town bicycle, but I better be careful because she's probably raising an army of future Andrew Tates that'll come after me. Number 21, we have one more single mother saying that the guys at Tinder say she's not worthy of any of them because she already has a child. She feels awful and wonders why they're being rude. She's right though, odds are she's going to be a single mother for the rest of her life unless she learns to date down. Women say they want the truth. That is until you tell it to them. Up next is a list of reasons why sex workers are so hard to date. Number 1, they have high standards. I'll save you the rest except the last one, which is that their labor is actually sex work. The woman that wrote this was probably just upset that her boyfriend won't actually pay for her nookie. Imagine dating a sex worker and eating her out. It certainly does add flavor. Why would anyone date a sex worker when they can't even respect themselves enough to stop? Number 23, we have Celia, and she's an autistic childcare specialist. Are those kids autistic or are they just having eye contact issues with her for another reason? Alas, here we have another town bicycle advertising her wares to more potential riders. If you ever meet this woman in real life, you can channel your inner Norman Osborn voice and say, I'm somewhat of an autistic child myself. But seriously, what is she going to teach these children? The missionary precision, perhaps? Moving on, we have a woman that was probably so upset at the attention her husband's death was bringing that she decided to make his grave all about her by having a gravestone commissioned to express her unbound love. I bet she photoshopped the picture and used an Instagram filter before sending it to the sculptor. Remember that they always take their clothes off. Number 25 in this week's last one is a woman taking her ex to court, taking screenshots of her lonely fans page and bringing them to court to show everyone. She says that he's compromising her privacy. Meanwhile, she was already doing that herself by putting her nudes up on the internet. It's not privacy that's bothering her. It's that he's sharing them in court as evidence, and she finds that inconvenient, and it's going to work against her case. And she's probably just trying to defend herself. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers in the algorithm. And also don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.